everybody, this is Dr. Chirin, and welcome to the Cosmic Code radio show. Well, it's definitely a very interesting time that we are all living. And oh my gosh, do I have a lot of things going on. Well, first, for those of you who are not VIP subscribers, I'm going to put you up to date a little bit and let you know that a few days ago, Taranya and I, we went to Sedona and we had the most incredible experience on that vortex. So that's, oh my gosh, I'm lacking words to tell you. Anyway, as I was channeling the spirits and introducing Taranya to the world of the Indians and channeling, I literally attracted, let's put it this way, the spirit of Geronimo. And during the channeling, I could not believe what I was receiving. And I was kind of really concentrating in that, as always, you know, the Indians use animals or birds as a mean of letting you know that they heard you, as a sign. And right above us was a beautiful, incredible hawk flying just above us, landed on the tree down the canyon. And, you know, gave us the message that he was listening to us. So that was just phenomenal. And then from there, sign after sign after sign after sign, Indians literally everywhere, or Native Americans, some sensitive people would like to hear, everywhere. But what's this even more shocking, the very next day, I got a call from North Dakota, and I'm sorry about my telephone. These people don't understand I'm on the air and they're calling me. Just a second, please. I am on the air right now. Thank you. Goodbye. I'm trying to make everybody aware not to call me when I'm on the radio, but they don't hear me, and I apologize for that. Okay, so let's go back to that beautiful story here. It was simply incredible, incredible, that the very next day, I got a call from North Dakota, and I'm going to be going out there to lecture for different tribes, for the American Indians. So to me, that was a very serious message that Geronimo himself, through me, had his own message. Well, you have to understand that, again, if you did not read my last newsletter pertaining to Geronimo, that Geronimo himself was forced, in order to save his people, to go along, so to speak, with what I call the Church Inc., or the Christians invading their lands. And they forced him to say, literally, that the Christian religion was the best thing that could ever happen to him. And of course, the reason of him saying that is because if he did not, more of his people would be destroyed. And most of all, the missionary, the Christian missionary, could not speak the so many different dialects of those days. And Geronimo's words were the words, because he was the leader, he was the chief, the warrior that everybody had to listen to. So, if Geronimo said, Christianity is the best thing that can happen to every one of you, it may be a good idea for you to follow my thinking process. So, Geronimo was forced to say things like this. In my newsletter, I explained that Geronimo was also a Gemini. And being a Gemini, his duality had to play an important part. And that's why, as much as he was endorsing and supporting the Christian missionary messages, he was also saying to his people, no, no, I'm still an Apache, I'm still with our spirits, nature. And people were very, very confused. And Geronimo had the gift as a Gemini to be able to split himself and please everybody to gain time, to buy time, so to speak. Now, Geronimo was also born with Saturn, the planner, the structuring planet, the planet who regulates career into the sign of Leo, which is the sign of the leadership. So he was naturally very, very smart and naturally pushed by Saturn, the planet of structure and planning, to aim to, in his position as a leader that would give him, literally make him immortal and give him a place in history. Understand also that Geronimo was born with the tail of the dragon. And I teach my student that that is the most powerful information and the most powerful area that's going to affect your UCI or your unique celestial identity. And Geronimo was born with the tail of the dragon in the sign of Aries. And what is Aries? Aries is nothing less than a sign representing the planet of Mars or the warrior. So he was intrepid, he was courageous, he was strong, he was impatient, he was born a leader, and with the tail of the dragon in the sign of Aries, it shows why he gave a lot of headaches to a lot of people, not wanted to compromise for his freedom and for his country, for America. So again, in the newsletter that I just sent out, if you're a VIP, you're going to see the beautiful pictures. And I elaborate quite a lot in explaining a few things about the church, about the Pope, about Geronimo, about his people, about the message, and so forth. But nothing like the next newsletter, which is Geronimo Spirit Spots 3. That's where I will divulge everything that I channeled on this vortex in Sedona last few days. And that is a newsletter you do not want to miss. And again, remember, because of the economy, you don't have to pay $75 or $100. You can have this newsletter for $35. So go to my website, drcherie.com, click on order, and then look for the area that says student deal. Or it's only $35. That's what I'm trying to say. These information are crucial. You need to have them. Okay. Now, also in one of my newsletters, I spoke about the UCI, Unique Celestial Identity, of Michael McLendon. You know, this crazy kid who killed a bunch of people. And in that newsletter, I said that Michael was born with the same stars than Hitler. He was an Aries, again, ruled and controlled by Mars. So anything to do with Aries is the army and the navy, and he wanted to be in the army, he wanted to be in the navy, he wanted to be a cop. I'm sure you read the news about this incredible, most awful act of murder committed by these kids. Okay? Michael McLendon was born April the 11th, 1982. And what's interesting in his chart is that he was also born with the moon in the 8th house of death, into the sign of Scorpio, which is the sign of death. So his moon is not only in fall, but at the worst position a moon can be, in his own house of death, or the 8th house. So that represents, of course, as I teach my student of astropsychology, that if you're born with the moon in Scorpio, which is the sign of death and drama, and you know that the moon regulates the upbringing, it represents your connection, your early connection with your mother, anything and everything with the home, the nucleus area will be nothing less than drama, where the police, where fight, where pain, and even death will take place. Because wherever you have Scorpio, death, power, sex, supreme wisdom, supreme wealth is yours. So, to make the situation even worse, not only was he born with the moon in Scorpio, but the tail of the dragon, the most powerful energy you can get, into the sign of Capricorn. Like Hitler. Now, what is Capricorn? Capricorn rules the government. politics. And that's why Hitler managed to manipulate all the wise German people and bring himself all the way to the top of the political front by using what? Coldness, plannings, symbols, the rough, cold, practical, down-to-earth engineer sign of Capricorn rules the chart of Hitler and Michael McLendon. So when he said, when the police, the unaware, unconscious police force, whomever wrote about him, said Michael McLendon wanted to exit in style, well, he meant it. Because Capricorn rules traditionally the 10th house of career, the public standing, anything and everything that dwells with being respected in one's career. Because he was born with the tail of the dragon in his 10th house of career, there is absolutely no way for Michael McLendon, regardless how much money, time and effort is spent, for him to work for Uncle Sam. Not only this, Uncle Sam will kill him. And that is the laws of the divine. I am not translating those laws because I want to be smart. And I don't translate these laws because I wrote those laws. These are the face and the tools of God and the only way the Creator will talk to us. Now, if Mrs. McLendon had been smart or lucky enough to cross my path and said, well, Dr. Chirin, my son was born in 1982. Can you please run a chart for me? Because he wants to go and be in the police, or he wants to go and work for the army and the navy. Is that the right path for my son? Guess what? In the name of ignorance, Michael McLendon, his entire family, and a bunch of other people are dead. In the name of ignorance. And now do you understand why it's so important for me to bring back astropsychology in our college university and make sure it is accepted as a solid discipline? Because for without this, this world would never ever find the true peace, the true balance and harmony, and the security and the safety that is needed for all of us to live in harmony. Mess up the laws of the road, ignore the red light, ignore the stop sign, ignore the laws of man, and the cops are going to get there if you don't kill yourself trying taking a chance. And ignore the laws written by God and the signs, and you will pay the heavy penalty. Now, this story with Michael McLendon is one of the millions, literally, that I predicted, and one of the billions ahead of us. If you guys out there do not help me, I cannot save the world by myself. I need people who have names and power, and people that have financial support to help me. Because before I die, before I end up 6 feet under the ground, I want to see my first astropsychology school in motion, operational, with your kids in it. Then I know I didn't waste my time. 24/7, I'm right here in front of this computer, constantly generating newsletter, offering 3/4 of them for free. Literally, excuse my French, pissing off my VIPs. But the message is so important. The message is so important. Michael McLendon didn't have to die. And all the people around him and his family didn't have to die. Had someone like me, or one of my students, or you, if you become a student and raise your cosmic consciousness and understand the cosmic code once and for all, teach him not to aim for a governmental job when you were born with the tail of the dragon in Capricorn that regulates your government, and Uncle Sam will never ever in a million years be your friend. What is it? What is it that people do not understand? After constantly giving you the proof, by being ahead of time, by being CNN before CNN, by telling you on that day a lunatic's going to kill a bunch of people and the police. And comes that day and a lunatic is killing a bunch of people being shot by the police or God knows what. Not only once, there's another lunatic who killed 17 people in Germany. My gosh, when are you going to hear me? It's 15 years of my life. Total dedication to you, the American people, not enough, with all the solid, unarguable proof not only on Coast to Coast, but in my books and my newsletter. Is that not enough to wake you up to do something to help me? No, the money goes to build sports building, more churches. Money is being wasted by a bunch of manipulators that bankrupt this country. Money is being wasted in stupid scientific research or wasted on NASA programs where you've got a couple of $100 million blew up right there in front of your face because they launched the shuttle in the wrong time, for God's sake. Why are the people of America not listening to me? And why people are dying nonstop? It's your future we're talking about, people. It's your country. It's your children. Do not expect Allah, Buddha, Muhammad, Jesus, the Mormon, Hare Krishna, Witness of Jehovah, God knows what stupid, deceiving, abusive religion to help you out of this mess. Because this is not how God speaks to us. And you can sign up for anything or reborn yourself more stupid Christian again. You are not going to hear God and see God at work the way you were trained to. Because Uncle Sam or the politically oriented church of the 16th century have controlled the information and turned the reality and the true face of God into a fiasco of ridiculous, abusive information because all they want is your money. Yes. If a fraction of the money that is given away by those pious, God-fearing, ignorant, old people about to die and ready to buy their place in paradise, if a little fraction of this money was going to me, to my schools, what a progress that would be for the world in the long run. Well, today I'm passionate. Today I'm all going crazy right here because I don't know what to do anymore. It looks like if 24/7, the time that I'm spending for you, doesn't seem to be enough. It doesn't seem to be enough. What else do I have to do to reach you? To make you aware how important it is for you to find a way to help me. But you know what? My letters, my newsletters, is read literally all over the world by very famous people, by people in position of power, by governmental figures, God knows what. And who has done so far anything for me? Not for me, because I'm so unselfish. For the kids, who? No one. Isn't that sad? No one has made a move because they are all afraid of the ridicule. And they don't know me, and they think of me of being another Mrs. Cleo looking for fame. Guess what? I already have fame. I'm already financially secure. Why the hell do I do that? To help you and your kids and the world. Is it a blessing or is it a curse? I don't know. Just jump in my socks for a second here and sit on that computer, okay, 10, 15 hours a day like I do to pass on free information most of the time. And still, a deaf hand is at the end. Nobody. A deaf ear is at the end. Nobody is suggesting helping me, but sucking up my wisdom for free. And that's okay. Because, you know, ultimately, the all-knowing Dr. Chewy knows one thing, and that nobody's going to take it away from me, is that karma is very real. Karma is very real. And one of these days, again, the reward for all my efforts. Now I have people like Don running the show right here. Okay? If it wasn't for people like Don, okay, not only making a good living, doing what he does the best electronically, but most of all, being cursed like me to part of his mission, help people like me to pass on message to people like you. So Don is playing his part, and I can only thank him so much for the year he spent, you know, finalizing, refining his aptitudes of getting to you electronically so you can enjoy more and more of good wisdom for many, many people like me. Well, There is also people like George. By the way, I just received an email today from Tom, his producer. He is asking me to call him after the show here because he wants to set me up again on Coast to Coast. So that's the good news, I guess. That's my karma. Being able to reach more and more people and trying to put some sense and erase fear and ignorance so we can all live happily ever after. That's where we're at. Well, before getting some calls, let me reemphasize to all of you that there is a hell of a lot of debate going on national TV, on the radio, about the economy. Something, if you are a newcomer in my show, that was fully predicted well before anyone pronounced the word restructure of the U.S. and the world economy. I did it on Coast to Coast, I did it on my TV shows, on my radio show, and most of all, it's printed and arguable and dated in my book, Moon Power, 2007 or 2006. I can't remember anymore. So, don't fall. These people have no cosmic consciousness. Your lawyers, your political leaders, your religious leader, the entire scientific community, your educational system is failing miserably to bring you the hope and the understanding of what really transpires above our heads and how the human race is cursed, literally, to act out the cosmic code and the order of God through the signs. I saw the dragon's tail moving into the sign of Leo, right in the second house of the United States, forcing a complete restructure of every one of us way of handling, thinking, and dealing with money. Of course, the big, wealthy, abusive, educated pigs, and many of them are in jail, and many of them are going to go to jail because karma don't miss anyone, are still trying in the open now to give millions of dollars of bonuses of our money to people that don't even work at eggs anymore. That's insane. Now the government cannot do anything else than to stumble in, and stop the nightmare. Everybody is going crazy. When is our hell going to end? If I was able to pick up when it started, I can already tell you when it's going to end. And as of August 2009, people, finally, the dragon will be removed from the second house of the United States. A lot of laws, a lot of regulation, and all the abusers will be paying their price in time. And it might take a year or two to clear it all off. But America, as imposed by God through the cosmic code, has always been the country number one. And this is why I love and cherish this country and all these people, including the Native Indians, the Native Americans, in every race living in this great country, because I am one of those. And it's my mission. It's my mission to help you to bring back the true face of God and the true signs of the Creator. So the more you comprehend how related and how connected we are to the cosmic code, and until you realize and acknowledge the rules, you will be a peon, a robot of the stars. And the result can only be devastating and dramatic in the long run. Knowledge is power, ignorance is evil. I say it again. Knowledge is power, ignorance is evil. And most of all, because the future is nothing else than the reincarnation of the Father, I need more people like you. So stop looking about yourself. And once you get some information, help other people to grow and reverse the damage that was done with 2,000 years of the age of deception and religion, the age of Pisces that produces so many deceiving religions that are sucking not only your spirits, but poisoning the spirits of all your children. Not to forget your wallets, of course. And I'm sure you heard of a complete restructure of the diocese in some part of the United States. Over 50 churches are going to shut down. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Why? Because there is no money
nobody goes to the churches anymore because they don't have no money for themselves. So how can the shark survive? How can the flea survive? So, oh, but they have billions of dollars, much more than what you could ever dream of, okay? Through centuries of mental abuse, they have collected tremendous amount of wealth that you would never ever be able to put a number to. So what it is for them? Shut down 50 church and build up another 5,000 in the wealthiest area of the United States. And this is why Sedona is literally plagued with Christian churches. In area that even if you're a billionaire, you cannot build your own house. Because the interior local religiously poisoned government is Christian. So what's the point to have a bunch of church bringing no money in the lowest part in town when you only have gangs trying to make a living by selling drugs and killing each other? Now, let's go and build more churches in Sedona or in the wealthiest part of the United States so that we can train you and poison you at the end to feel guilty and give everything you have to Jesus. Yes, because Jesus walked on water. And yes, Jesus is your Savior. People, wake up. Jesus never existed. Wake up. 2,000 years ago, you had no pen, no paper, and a lunatic over 500 years later, after the supposed to be death of Jesus, start to write the Bible. My gosh, where is your common sense? Isn't that funny that Santa Claus comes every year on December 24, Jesus' birthday? Isn't that a message to tell you that you've been thinking for the biggest ride ever? And like your children, you believe in Santa Claus? You believe in Jesus? Hello, America! Wake up! It's time to wake up! And stop! Stop this masquerade of this guy's clown! All the people are schizophrenic, so poisoned to the core that their logic and critical thinking is gone in the wind! Do not let your child become that way! Oh my gosh. In the name of Christianity, half of the French people killed themselves, the North and the South, the Protestant and the Catholics. Till it was time for the king to put an end to that. Oh, wait a minute here. If everybody killed themselves for Jesus, and who's going to pay the taxes? Let's close the churches. Let's sign our girls naked on the beaches. Open the bars. Have a good life. Yes, God made sex to feel good so that you do it all the time. Yes, God make good food and good wine so you enjoy life. You enjoy life. It's okay. If not, go and live in the Middle East. Mutilated women. Children poisoned. There is no life. You cannot have a computer. You cannot walk with your husband. You cannot drive. You cannot travel anywhere without asking the husband where you're going to go. Your life is so misery that you want to die. And everybody in the Middle East wants to die for Allah because they have a miserable life. There is nothing to enjoy, nothing to do, nowhere to go than to lay down and scream Allah all day long. Who wants to have life like this? And you wonder why they are queuing up to kill the Americans and their lifestyles. These people are all victims of a system that is abusive. That sap away the essence of life and happiness. God never ever intended for any of His children to live such a miserable life. And if God that was powerful, why the hell did He create the devil for? Do you understand it is all man-made, it is all political, this is all to get to control your mind, to get your vote and your wallet? People, wake up! Well, I guess that's the way it is for the time being. Now, what I'm going to do, I've vented my frustration one more time. I'm going to get on to the calls because the calls are starting to line up and I got to keep going here. So, Let's go and talk to Kara. Kara, are you here? Hello, Kara. Are you here? Once. Twice. Kara from Washington. Are you here? Kara from Washington. Are you here?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear now, honey.
Okay.
You wanted to have a reading for Sierra?
My granddaughter, I've been sending her your newsletters, and she asked if I would call for her.
Oh, that's beautiful. How old is she?
She will be 15 on the 22nd.
Oh, my gosh. How spiritual and wonderful this little girl is. But you know what? Not surprising. She was born in the constellation of Pisces. And the sun sign is Aries, of course. But astropsychology sees her as a Pisces. And if you look at any traditional astrological information about Aries, they're supposed to jump up and down and being crazy and being the center of attraction, while Sierra is not like that at all. She's much more of a spiritual, quiet, introvert person. She still has a lot of different personalities that will show up now and then. The tomboy in her will show up, don't get me wrong. But the majority of her stars are very feminine and very introvert. Now, being a Pisces, born in March under the constellation of Pisces, Sierra is extraordinarily spiritual, very, very artistic, and far from being a young soul. Sierra has been around for a long time, and she's born very protective and very artistic, by the way. And much of her ability is also coming from her past life, not only within the world of the art, but within the world of metaphysics, investigation, and the medical field. The only thing she has to be careful is the money area. She has that, she carries a little bit of an insecurity when it comes to money, or a wrong attitude with money. I'm not sure what it is yet, or maybe money is not good, or maybe I need money to feel secure. You will have to detect that with her. Now, she's also afraid of water. You may not know, and I believe she lives in Hawaii. Yeah, you may see her in the water all the time, don't get me wrong, but there is an inner fear of water because she has been drowned many, many times, and she has been hanged also many times as a doctor witch in many, many of her past life. She is very gifted in cooking too. Maybe she knows, maybe she doesn't know. Either she likes to eat or she likes to cook. Either way, she is a very caring, beautiful soul born with tremendous witchcraft residue that should be rekindled and used to heal not only herself, but all the people that comes to her. She's going to be very lucky in foreign land, with foreigners, in communication. And next year, the head of the dragon will be moving on her wishes area and in her career area. So she probably will be forced to relocate, to move. Maybe her family will do that. And then she will start to aim in the career area, even though that she's a student, you see, where she feel that she belongs. So there is quite a lot of good things involving Sierra. And you want to make sure next time you talk to her, because she was born with the moon in Cancer, to understand and use the moon fluctuations and to be very, very cautious in respecting the universal laws of the moon. Because if she does not, she will be forced to lose everything in life once or twice. And her best shot will be to go to my website again and download the book Moon Power 2008 and read the section, The Universal Laws of the Moon, from drturi.com, drturi.com. And, you know, if you can't afford her, order a copy of the hardcover Moon Power 2009, because she will regenerate drastically with my information and make a good use of this information, because she is desperate to relearning her lost witchcraft residue and all the power she was born with. You got all that?
I do have all that. I have one question for her. She is not in a very good situation. Her mother is not well mentally.
Mm-hmm.
And she's kind of being victimized right now.
This is the relocation that I saw earlier. I said she was going to be forced to
move. Do you see that happening? Yeah. And when do you see the relocation happening?
I would see that around August. Let's see.
This year?
yes, this year, let's see, things are going to get worse before it gets better, don't get me wrong,
right.
Okay?
Exactly,
May, we are in the month of May, a lot of drama is ahead of her. But November
okay.
and August are where the God, the universe, will give her the rope for, and maybe she's going to come and join you. Be aware of that, okay?
That's what I hope. I'm hoping for that. I want her listening.
Put it in the universe.
Gymnastics. Pardon me?
Put it in the universe. What is it you said?
She started gymnastics at age 4, and her mother made her quit at 12. But she's a level 7 gymnast already.
Oh, but she has a tremendous future. Remember, she's an introvert little girl spiritually, but you don't want to forget the Aries in her, and most of all, a hidden dragon in Gemini. And that means
hidden
that
dragon in Gemini.
She has the hidden dragon in Gemini, yes. And that gives her different personalities. That's the tomboy in her. But she's also a highly spiritual little girl. She's very competitive. She's still an Aries. She's very competitive and she wants to go forward.
Very competitive.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I can tell you that because the dragon said we'll move on a career next year and the year after, as of August, she's going to go a long way. That little girl is going to go a long way. I promise you that.
Yeah, I'm going to help her all the way, every bit of the way.
You
That's
bet.
What my life is dedicated now, helping this child.
You bet. You're a good grandma, and all grandma behave like you because you understand the situation, and that's what life is all about. She has chosen this situation to grow, to learn, and now she's going to go and make a point and a signature to the world, which I definitely see. She will be definitely out there in time.
She's an extraordinary young woman. She's a very extraordinary young woman, and
she's
I'm
very smart. Very smart, and as I said, she can be very quiet, or she can start to talk and never end talking. She's got many different personalities, honey. She's a bit lost on that one. You got to be able to see the Pisces in her and the Aries in her, and both of these
right.
energy are very different. You will see her being quiet and very sensitive, and a Poseidon being a tomboy who doesn't stop talking. You hear me?
Mm-hmm. Right. I know. She does both. She does do both.
Exactly.
But she loved gymnastics, and she was so good at it. I'm hoping she'll get back in it.
She is right back at it, and that's why she chooses you to help her. Just be positive and be confident, okay? Sierra and Kara have a long way to go together, honey.
Thank you.
You bet. Bye-bye.
And blessings to you, and may this child be one of your students also.
Thank you so much, my love. Bye-bye.
Yeah,
and that is the beauty, you see, when you have a very advanced grandmother being concerned with her child. But it's very difficult because I know so many people out there. As a matter of fact, one of my good friend, Effie, I won't say her last name, her son married one of these very, very nasty, negative souls, karmic souls, and she took away his children. And she is totally desperate and cries so many times because she misses those kids. She can only talk and see them in her house, and she realizes how much those children need her. But it's karma. Those children have asked for the mother and the father, but it doesn't mean that Effie will never see her children again in the future. It's just a silly phase. It's just a time that she has to deal with. All right, so why don't we go to Ohio and talk to Holly. Holly, are you here, honey? Hello?
Hello?
Holly,
I'm here.
Okay. Let's see. What type of reading do you want today?
I don't care.
You don't care. Okay. Now, I'm going to tell you things, but you're not going to be mad at me, are you?
Nah.
Okay. All right. I see you being sarcastic. Do you think you are or not?
Probably a little.
A little? Yeah.
A little.
Well, you know what? When I talk on the radio, I can see sometimes the how the moon affect people. And you were born with the moon in Scorpio, and this means in many ways some problems with your upbringing, with your mother, and that's what makes you a little bit sarcastic and resentful. Now I give you the answer. Do you understand that?
Sure.
Sure. All right. Now let's see. Have you lost everything in life once or twice?
Yes.
I see that. You have a very, very strong insecurity complex. That is due, of course, to the upbringing, because, you know, psychologically speaking, you've been a little bit messed up, like every one of us who hasn't. Do you understand that? Yeah.
Well, I guess.
Yeah. Now, are you into a relationship? Are you married?
Yes.
Okay. How long have you been married, honey?
22 years.
Okay, that's solid. That's the beauty of being born in August into the constellation of Leo with the sun sign in Virgo. Now, have you thought of writing? Just a question.
Do I like writing? Yes.
Okay, because in these charts, I see somebody who has an incredible aptitude for communication, investigation, and it doesn't have to be just for money, but also metaphysics or the medical field. And that's why some part of you're very fussy, you're very picky. Does that make sense again?
Yes, I'm very picky.
I know, honey, I know. You're a perfectionist, and that's okay. But remember, if you're too picky and too fussy, you're going to alter the seat of attraction between human beings, because nobody is perfect. The next thing you know, all people are going to say, hey, what about you? You're not perfect as well, and that can bring a little bit of trouble. So all your power of criticism on detail can be applied for writing, editing, the medical field, science, and research. Are you into money? What do you do in life? What's your job?
I do dry cleaning for a living.
You do what?
I have a dry cleaning business.
Oh, dry cleaning. Nah, what do you expect? You know, very often people aim in a job to satisfy their inner atomic structure. In your case, you're so fussy, so picky, so critical that you want to clean the world, and you have chosen to do it with your cleaning business. Do I make sense, honey? This is how it works. But were you raised religiously?
Not really.
Good. All right. Because you have also quite a lot of past life with the Indians, the Native Americans, the Mayans and the Sumerians. Do you read stuff like that? Or not? Do you like nature and green and plants and animals?
Yes, very much so.
Okay, because this is where you regenerate. Okay, you regenerate in this area. Now, I can tell you something. As about a year and a half ago, you become much more spiritual than you have ever been before. You're also more sensitive than ever. So control your imagination, okay? Because you have the tail of the dragon right now in your subconscious. And endorse a full restructure of your honest subconscious, and that can bring about some serious psychological changes. So make sure to read positive material, educate yourself, because I see a study ahead of you that was going to help your career, because cleaning and cleansing is okay, but you're already thinking of how you could serve the world in a higher level. Do I make sense?
Yes.
Okay, so be confident, because the new dragon as of August will give you the opportunity, and listen to your intuition and do not hurt yourself, okay? Because working too hard, because you're a working machine, okay? And you stay up at night and things like that. You need to relax a little bit more. Life is not just work. You got that?
Yeah.
Okay, so and go out a little bit more. Take the husband, do things you never did before, and just realize that the dragon wants you to switch gear now. He wants you to go into more of a spiritual type of. You're gonna start to clean the spirit. Put it this way, that is a good message. That's what it is. You got all that, honey?
Yeah. Is there anything important you see coming up besides that, or?
Besides that, this is pretty important, honey. Very important, so that you can bring about all your wishes. Yeah, I see some of your friends moving away, and maybe a little bit of insecurity with your family or your home, your money, because of the recession. Don't let it get to you, okay?
Okay.
You'll be just fine, honey. You got a good child. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you very much.
You bet, honey. Bye-bye, love.
Bye.
Yeah, and this is how it works, you know? This is how it works. Today I will only spend an hour because I have too much work to do. But I will do all that I can to help as much as I can the audience here. So why don't I go to Laurie? She's in Mississippi. Are you here, Laurie? Laurie, which button am I supposed to do here with? Lori, are you here?
I'm here.
Ah, we got you. Okay, if I bring the volume a little bit higher, I can hear you better. There you go. Lori?
Uh-huh.
Where are you in Mississippi? Tell me, what city are you? Are you?
St.
Louis?
Jackson, Mississippi.
Jackson, Mississippi. Is it muggy and hot yet?
Yes, it is.
All right. We're getting there.
Yeah, we've had a lot of rain lately.
Well, that's good. You know, water is the essence of life. Without water, we're in trouble, honey. All right.
And it makes it even more muggy.
Yeah. Okay, so I guess you want me to do a little bit of astro psychology on you?
Yes.
Okay, well, first let me ask you a few questions, okay?
Okay.
Did you move? Did you relocate or not?
No.
Do you want to, or do you want to stay where you're at?
I would like to move somewhere eventually, but right now my parents are older, so I'm staying here.
You're stuck with them, yes. Anyway, that's what I wanted to. Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, honey. As of August 2009... you will have to... how old are your parents, by the way?
They're in their mid-60s.
Okay, so they're still pretty young. This is good news. But I see that when it comes to money, you've got a problem here.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you want to be rich, Laurie, you have to think or try to behave, at least in your imaginative world, like a millionaire. You are very thrifty when it comes to money. And that's okay, because we don't want to waste money, especially nowadays. But I see that in your chart that you need to change your attitude with money, because that could bring you losing everything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying you did or you will, but I see that with you. How many times have you been married?
Five.
How many times?
Five.
Yeah, I see a lot of marriage out there. I say, well, a lot of dark area on your marriage house. I said, oh my gosh. Do you attract foreign guys, people from Latino or, I don't know, different racial backgrounds or not?
Just one so far.
Okay, all right. Because your chart shows that you seem to be... luckier with this type of people, and with their energy, you seem to be lucky with in foreign lands also. How many kids you got?
Three.
Do you lost one? You're supposed to have four. That's okay. You're not to answer that. Okay. I see that you're having a bit of a problem there, because it's, again, the economy is it's all messed up. Then it forces people to really, really... suffer. But you know what? In the long run, all the stuff and all the stress we're all going through is set by God Himself to force you to educate yourself and reevaluate a different way to serve people. Now, do you use computers or not?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Are you afraid of computers?
I have a computer, and I can get on the internet and find what I need, but I'm not a really computer-friendly person.
Okay, well, let me tell you something. If you decide to become a computer-friendly person, not only you will travel around the world, but you get so much opportunity to make so much money because you're a good planner. Or, let me ask you something else. Have you thought of writing or not?
Am I fond of writing?
Have you thought?
No.
Or becoming a writer?
No.
Do you say stories?
Oh, have I thought of it? Yes.
Uh-huh.
Actually, I have thought of it, but I'm not a very good writer.
Yeah, and see, the same old story. You have a chart that shows proficiency in high-tech communication and writing stories for children. Okay? You have a chart of a millionaire if you would simply understand me and trust me. Do you say stories to your kids when they go to bed?
Well, my kids are all grown now.
No, when they were kids.
18 to 28.
When they were kids, honey.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Now, Now, imagine if you had disciplined yourself and crystallized your thought, educate yourself, and stop saying, I can't do it, I'm not good, or I can't, whatever. You have a dragon-sitting cancer that signifies so much wealth in your 8th house if you stop working for other people and get your business going. You are a Sagittarius. What was that?
I just opened a business.
Okay. All right. Now, has it got to do with food? Has it got to do, what has it got to do with?
I'm a massage therapist.
You went into the healing thing. Okay. All right. Massage therapists. And guess what? You have the pot of fortune in your 6th house. But you're going to notice when you massage these people, you will be talking and teaching these people because you're a talking machine. And you have, and you're committed to help and heal people. You've got a pot of fortune on your, on this endeavor, doing the massage thing, because you regenerate with it, and the pot of fortune signifies that you're gonna do very well. Are you doing your business at home, or are you doing it somewhere else?
I'm doing it in a salon.
In a salon. Well, you might have a little bit of a problem, okay, with that. Because the universe will help you drastically if you're doing it on your own salon or at home.
Mm-hmm.
You hear me?
I hear you.
Once you start to do that, you're going to see the money flowing. But working for other people, You're too fussy, you're too picky, you like to give direction, you don't like to take directions. Yeah, and you have what it takes to make it big, honey. There's no mystery around it. So the message here is very clear for you, Laurie, okay? As August 2009, the dragon's head is moving on your dragon's tail in Capricorn, and it's going to be affecting your 8th house of finances. So you're going to be rebuilding your entire financial situation, and you're also going to go into more of the spiritual values of yourself, okay? You are a very late starter, by the way. And the universe is going to give you a very long life. You got all that?
Yes.
And that's your gift, honey. You have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Lori. You know what? The same old story. I can see gift in so many different ways. And I'm pointing out where the gold mine is. But when you don't know where the gold mine is, well, then you just listen to your instincts or your stars, because we are all under the jurisdiction of the stars, to actually do what you have to do. Okay? But if you were to listen to the cosmic code jurisdictions, or understand the signs that God has enslaved any one of us to decode through the cosmic codes, like I did, chances are you will hit that gold mine. It's all about knowledge. Knowledge is power, ignorance is wisdom. So if I said to you, okay, you've got a gift there, you've got a gift there, you've got a gift there, it's because at the end I see a big, huge gold mine. Now, if you don't get your butt in gear, sorry my French, and decide to be depressed, decide to, you're not good, or you don't have enough self-esteem, God knows what excuse you're taking not to move on forward. Well, guess what? You're going to miss the gold mine. And do you know what? You only have 100 years to live. That is, if you don't die of an accident, get shot, or die of a disease. So there's no time to waste here. You need to get going. So if you invest, okay, if you invest on a full life reading with me, mention to me that you are from the show so that I give you more goodies, because I want to treat my listeners very well. Okay? That's my way of saying thank you to Don. Mention who you are when you order, okay? Call me, okay? You have my number. You've got to have my number, okay? If you don't have it, get your pen. Or you can get it also from my website, www.drturi.com, drturi.com. Easy, drturi.com. And then from there, email me, talk to me, or Tarania. Let me work with you. Let me point out this gold mine. There is no reason for you to suffer. This economy is a blessing in disguise for so many of you. Remember, I've told you many, many times over, and in my newsletter, that God's wrath is on those abusers. Those wealthy pigs who have bankrupted this country. He is aiming to bring all these guys straight to hell. But in order to get to them, he has to get to us first. So that is an opportunity for you to invest in your spirit if you feel remotely that I know what the hell I'm talking about. Excuse my French again. Trust me. So I can put you in the right direction on your dragon's head so you can hit the dragon. Now if you don't get that, maybe I have to speak French to you or Arabic or German, because there's nothing more simple to turn around. If you're not happy in the job you're doing because it doesn't bring you enough money, because you're risking your life and burning gas and hurting Mother Earth every day, or because you want to stay home, there is absolutely nothing you cannot be or cannot do if you get to understand God's signs. And trust me, it is not in the Bible. It is not in the Quran. It is not on these books written by men. God never came down and wrote no books. He made the stars, period. You have to be a total moron, excuse my French once more, okay, not to comprehend, understand, acknowledge this fact. So, it's time for you to raise your vibration. It's time for you to ask in order to receive, okay? And then maybe, I may add, certainly, if you deal with me, you're going to get the right rope. And I don't spare nobody. Auto reading, get a 90-minute full life reading from me. Let me check the 12 specific departments of your life. Let me talk about what it means to be you. Your soul's purpose, your financial situation, your mental process, all the affairs of the home, your family, your real estate. Let's talk about your children, the love area, the seat of attraction, the people that you want to love, your creativity. Let's talk about your health, your service to the world. Let's go on and let me point out the type of man or woman will fit you well, best, and what type of image you project to the world. Let's go into your witchcraft residue. Let's go into the death area. Let's go. Well, yeah, you've got to be strong because there is no death. No death. And you're not going to go to hell. This is hell. Ignorance. Okay? Let's go into your option for advertisement. Let's go for your option to learn and to teach and dealing with foreigners. Let's go and deal with your option for investment. Okay? Making a new paycheck. Let's talk about your career. What the universe and God through the cosmic codes wants you to become. And where God and the dragon will endorse you and push you. Where you will be at the right time at the right place. Let's talk about your friends. The groups that you can belong to or create. Let's go into your subconscious. Let me clean it all up. Let me give you the material. Let me give you the tools that will help you to be successful like Dr. Terry. One more time before I end up this show very soon now, okay? And I apologize to Dennis in California and many other people. Listen to me. And I came in this country with $50 in my pocket. I had nothing. Nothing at all. Not even a green card. Not even a social security. I was in the street. I was homeless. I got it all today. So why don't you follow my footsteps? Let me take care of you. Because I will take good care of you, and that is a promise. Now, I can only tell you one more time, knowledge is power, ignorance is evil, and the future is nothing else than the reincarnation of your thoughts. On this note, I'm asking every one of you to be careful. We're still on the waning moon, and to keep a positive attitude. And we shall see you next Wednesday on Dr. Cherry's Cosmic Code Radio Show. Good night, everybody.